So I think for this week, it's not exactly Shmini, kind of, but we're not leaning Shmini the Shabbos. So I thought for Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, instead of the daily Aliyah, we'll do the daily laning for, we'll go over the laning for the Kriyas HaTorah for the days of Pesach. So today, tomorrow, and the next day, we'll do first day of Yom Tov, second day of Yom Tov, and then Shabbos, Chol HaMoed. And then as we daven on Chol HaMoed, we'll go through each of the Chol HaMoed Kriyas. So we'll start off with the laning that's going to be for the first day of Pesach. It's interesting that the Kriya is the story itself of the Kriya is the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's Parshas Bo. It's actually there's like a continuation of a few different Kriyas HaTorahs together. The Kriyas HaTorah of Parshas HaChodesh is Chodesh Zelachem. It talks about the Lachas of Pesach, and Parshas HaChodesh ends. That Kriya ends where the first day of Pesach Kriyas HaTorah picks up, and then we continue again. The first day of Chol HaMoed is the end of Parshas Bo, exactly where the Kriyas HaTorah from the first day of Pesach left off, and then Shvi Shel Pesach picks up in Parshas Beshalach, where it was left off previously. Was that clear? Does that make sense? Meaning that the Kriyas HaTorah of Parshas HaChodesh, of the first day of Pesach, of the first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach, and the seventh day of Pesach, those four Kriyas HaTorahs are exactly right after each other in the Chumash. So we're kind of like reading the full story of Yetzias Mitzrayim almost in real time, because just before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, or sometimes on Rosh Chodesh Nisan itself, we read HaChodesh Zelechem, and then on the first night of Pesach, which is when Makas Bachoros took place, that's when we read about that, and then moving forward, especially on the seventh day of Pesach, where we do the Kriya of Kriyas Yamsuf. So basically what goes on in the Aliyah, in the laning, is the part of Moshe's speech to Klal Yisrael about the halachos of the Korban Pesach, and then the bringing of the Korban Pesach with Makas Bachoros taking place, and Paro agreeing to let them out of Mitzrayim, let them go free. And it continues with more halachos, right, to the Yetzia itself, and the a recap of the 430 years they had in Galus, and the mention of Leil Shimurim, and Zos Chukas HaPasach, and some more Hilchos Pesach for future generations. And Vayihi Betzem Ayom Azeh Hotzi Hashem Es Bnei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim Al Tzivosam. And it was that day, that's how the Kriya ends, Hashem took them out of Mitzrayim, right, according to their legions. And that is basically the Kriya of the first day. So it's what took place, essentially, the night of Pesach, of the night of Makas Bachoros, the exodus from Egypt itself. That is the Kriya, and then the Haftarah for the first day is going to be the another mass Korban Pesach, that of the Korban Pesach in Gilgal with Yehoshua, which obviously is a fitting counterpart of another mass Korban Pesach. So the first mass Korban Pesach was in Mitzrayim, and then the next mass Korban Pesach was about 40 years later with Yehoshua in Gilgal. Yeah, Shukar, have a good night, everybody.